I would like to talk to you about obesity. Latest research say that 20% of population all around the world will have problems with weight in 2025. Obesity has become a real disease. It was unbelievable a century ago. Then, at the beginning of 20th century, the way people ate was completely different. They could only afford food from near places, what supposed a very limited feeding. That causes malnutrition because there were no variety in products. Nowadays, the situation is just the opposite. We have all we can imagine. We can eat food from China, Brazil, or South Africa, and it is fresh food. There are plenty of fruits at the supermarket, meat, vegetables, fish, everything. Most of it is healthy food, but we are getting more and more obese. What's wrong then? We are always in a hurry and we have become lazy people. Some years ago, our mothers and grandmothers spent hours in the kitchen cooking with fresh ingredients. All was natural. They added some olive oil, salt, and that was all. Now we have no time to lose in the kitchen. We just eat in half an hour and don't use pans or pots. We go to the supermarket and buy something pre-cooked. And that is the main problem. Although they say that these products are healthy, low fat, low sugar, it is not true. The composition always has more sugar than needed, more fat, more salt, more carbohydrates. They are not healthy at all, but they are ready for it, and they are cheaper. It is because of these characteristics that their sales increase every day. It will be much more healthy to start cooking in our kitchens with fresh meat, vegetables and fish. But we have even forget how to cook. In fact, we have never learned how to cook. And that is the origin of obesity. I think that there are lots of things to do in different areas. At the schools, we should teach the children healthy habits, encouraging them to practice sport, not watching too much TV, and also eat properly. But also government should control a little bit more the ingredients that are added to pre-cooked food and fast food. Also in fizzy drinks and candies. I think there are some products or some ingredients that should be forbidden, or at least controlled. But I am afraid this will be nearly impossible because of the stress that some lobbies have in governments. However, the effects of this bad diet are enormous, and the government should think more about health and avoiding diseases than in economical effects. ¶¶